Today we begin to give a look to some specific particular direct methods for linear systems. The matrix is square, unique solution, so we assume A, the matrix A non-singular. Most direct methods can be introduced in terms of a factorization of A of the coefficient matrix. The idea is simple, very simple, because if I compute, if I find two matrices B and C having nice properties with regard to the solution of linear systems having them as coefficient matrix, say B and C triangular or unitary. These are the reasonable choices for B and C. If it is possible, and if I know this factorization, the task of solving the given linear system is reduced to the solution of two other linear systems. Which linear systems? The systems that I obtain writing B by C by X equal to B, solving first by setting Y equal to C by X, solving first the linear system with B as coefficient matrix, and second step solving this other linear system. If B and C belong to these classes of matrices, the complexity of solving both linear systems, just remember that for us complexity means simply the total amount of flops or floating point operation, is quadratic. Is this clear? If I have a triangular linear system with triangular coefficient matrix, the solution is immediately found by backward substituting. So we find about 1/2 and squared multiplicative flops. Similarly, if this matrix is, or one of these matrices is unitary, if I have, say, U by X equal to Y, where U is unitary, the solution is the product of the permission of U by Y. And this product is a product between a particular matrix and the vector y, so we have again a quadratic complexity. So in terms of complexity, the total complexity of this procedure is given by the cost of computing defactorization, the two matrices B and C involved in the factorization, plus big O of n squared. Well, which kind of factorization can be considered? We will consider the most frequent of them, which are the LU factorization, where L is triangular with the condition that the principal entries of L are equal to 1, lower triangular, and U is upper triangular. A slightly different factorization is the so-called LLH, where L is again lower triangular with the principal entries II real and strictly positive, and the third is the so-called QR factorization, where Q is now U in Italy and R is upper triangular. So you see that in all the cases we have triangular or unitary matrices. So they are matrices that can be inverted, can be managed easily. The three factorization listed here are in connection with these three direct method. The first with the Gauss method, the second with the Cholesky method, and the third with the Householder method. Let us start with the first factorization. What we want to establish: the existence, under suitable conditions, the unicity, if the factorization is unique, and this is an important aspect, how to compute the factorization in the case that it exists. The LU, the first factorization, is frequently called also LR. So LU or LR. M is left or lower, U if you think of upper triangularity, R if you think the right matrix in the product. We will use L and U. First point, existence. It is clear that there is exist matrices which do not admit this factorization. For instance, if you let me give an easy example, it must be at least 2 by 2 example of a 2 by 2 matrix which does not admit the LU factorization. Let me check the entries, the right entries. For instance, let us consider this map, this line, right here. If we are searching for two matrices or having the prescribed structures, say here 0, lower triangular, 1, 1, alpha, say, beta, gamma, 0, delta. But if the given matrix has the first row equal to the null vector, the first row of U must be equal to the first row of A, so we have also here 0 and 0. Now, we observe that the first row column of U is the null vector, so whatever alpha is, the first column of this product must be the null vector. On the contrary, in the matrix A, we have here a non-zero entry. So there cannot exist any value alpha such that the product of two matrices of this kind make the given matrix. This is a simple example. Well, this means that for the existence, some assumption has to be given. The assumption is the following. Existence under the determinant of the sum matrices, the leading principles minus, we have already met them speaking about positive definite matrices, and we called them I don't remember if the index was over or was up or down. Say down. Where AK is the leading principle minor or submatrix. Remember, these matrices, these submatrices, are those obtained by deleting the last rows and columns. In this assumption, the last minor can be excluded, but we have. So you will find in the books, in the PDF file, that the index k stops at n minus 1, even if we made the assumption that the matrix A, which is equal to the last leading principle submatrix, is itself non-singular. Well, under this assumption, we have also unicity, existence and unicity. The proof, is by induction of n, and it's easy. Is easy proof. By induction on the order of the matrices, all the matrix, for n equal to 1, there is substantially nothing to prove because we have. That the matrix A is contains only one entry. The assumption has no effect in this case, in the sense that this entry may be zero. We don't care. Why? Because we can always written this as 1 by. By A11, this is L, and this is U. So it is trivial. For n greater than 1, as in all induction, all proofs based on induction, we assume that LU, LU factorization, exists for matrices of size less than n, and not right here satisfying the general assumption. Well, so we have matrix A. In order to exploit the induction assumption, we split and partition the matrix by considering the leading principal minor submatrix of order n minus 1, and we call it its name is. A n minus 1, the leading position here the induction is made on K, but it's the same D C Hermitian is a column vector, row vector, so we use the operator H, and in position n, a number alpha. We want to find, we want to prove that two matrices L and U exist of the given type we call. We partition both the matrices according to the same partitioning of A. Here we have 0 because L is lower triangular. Okay. In the last row we put here U Hermitian. Here I must have 1. I am searching for U upper triangular, so here I have 0. I call this N minus 1, U minus 1, V and beta. Let us expand the equation in terms of blocks, some matrices, vectors, and scalar entries. And we find 4 equations. And we easily see that all these equations admit a unique solution. So we'll see that lowercase b and beta exist and are unique from the expansion that we have. First row, first column, here the first equation, second, first row, second column, here V equal to L n minus 1 V, here is 0. Second row, first column, here we have C Hermitian equal to UH by U minus 1. And the last, second column, alpha U Hermitian V plus B. Let us check all these equations. The first. In the first equation, we see the LU factorization of the leading principal minor of order n minus 1. So we know that L and U, n minus 1, n minus 1, exist unique by induction assumption. Queste sono matrici di ordine n-1, so we have size n-1, so all is fine. The second is a linear system having this matrix as coefficient matrix, but L, which exists, is invertible, triangular, all ones on the main diagonal. So this system has a unique solution, linear system with unique solution. I could write the solution B as the inverse of this L by D. Also this, the third, is a linear system. You may prefer to rewrite the third equation, the linear systems, by transposing and conjugating both sides. So you will find C equal to the Hermitian of the matrix U by the vector U. Also, this matrix is invertible. Why? We have that L minus 1 by Ln minus 1 by Un minus 1 make this matrix. If you consider the determinants, here you have 1, the determinant of U, equal to the determinant of this matrix, which is different from 0. This determinant is equal to the determinant of An minus 1 condition. So also this linear system has a unique solution, which can be written explicitly as U equal the inverse of this, Un minus 1 to the minus h by c. The last equation gives us who? Beta. Alpha minus this scalar product. So all the unknowns we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 unknowns are uniquely found. The proof could be seen also as a possible hint for the computation of the LU factorization, but there are more efficient methods than using this procedure. There is an extension, a generalization to matrices not satisfying the assumption regarding the linear principal minus. So if we are given a matrix A by N without any requirement, there permutation matrices we found the main permutation matrix. There here is not unicity. Permutation matrices P or pi. Such that The matrix, the new matrix, pi by A, is LU factorizable. Quindi se io ho una matrice A che ha qualche minore principale di testa, leading si traduce di testa, singolare, comunque, anyway, I can find some permutation matrix. The product of a permutation matrix on the left by a generic matrix makes a new matrix which differs from the given matrix only for the arrangement, the order of the rows. So this matrix has the same rows than the given matrix rearranged, permuted. The right term is permuted. So we can say that the LU factorization exists always apart from a permutation of the rows of the given matrix. This must be said. Let us establish the existence and the properties, the existence also here under suitable conditions, suitable assumptions, of the second factorization, the L by the LLH. So now we study this kind of factorization by its structure. Now we have the matrix A must be seen, must be re-expressed in this way. Is this always possible? Also in this case, no. The trivial counterexample, for example, of a matrix which does not admit this factorization, now we can pick the case n equal to 1. Just remember that the matrix L must be lower triangular. We require that the LII are real, must be real, and strictly positive. So if we A one by one is unique entry minus one, it can be equal to here we would have the product of this, or better, would have the conjugate, but the principal entries are real, so the conjugate must can be dropped here. Minus one can not be the square of any positive number. So in this case, we have. We can say that the factorization does not exist. But the idea is more general. The reason why in this case the other factorization does not exist reason is that a matrix having this form must be Hermitian. Positive definite. Perché qua sì. F. We check the property of being Hermitian. A is factorizable, then the Hermitian, the conjugate transpose of A, will be equal to A LHH by LH. So we have again LH. H twice makes the same, gives the same matrix. So clearly this matrix is Hermitian. Not only Hermitian, why? Because if we check the quadratic form relative to A for a non-zero vector, we exploit the factorization and we can see the quadratic form as the scalar product of this vector, the vector y, LHX, by itself. The scalar product of a vector by itself gives the square of the length of the vector, so it can be negative, but it can also it can neither be zero, because it would be zero in the case that y was zero, but L is invertible, is the determinant of L is of L Hermitian is the product of the main axes, which are all non-zero. So we can write that the quadratic form is strictly positive. So LLH exists, then A is necessarily Hermitian positive definite. In the this is a necessary and sufficient condition, in the sense that if A is Hermitian and positive definite, if A is Hermitian positive definite, then the factorization exists and also in this case, as in the previous, we have unicity. It is unique. The proof uses the LU factorization of A. In detail, the matrix A satisfies the conditions for the existence and unicity of the previous factorization, say The LU factorization. To distinguish this matrix from the matrix we are searching for, let us call the first of the two factors with the letter M. But it must be clear that we are dealing with an L of U factorization. Why A satisfy the conditions for the existence of this factorization? Because A is positive definite, so its leading principal minus are all Hermitian positive definite 2. And any positive definite matrix is non-singular. This means that we have also in this case the non-singularity of all the leading principal minors. So we know from the previous results that the LU factorization of A exists. Let us call the first matrix, I say it again, with the letter M. And let us modify the way in which we see this factorization in order to use the properties to be Hermitian, to be positive definite of the given matrix. So M is an L-type matrix, and the second R is U. The second matrix is an upper U-type matrix. We can write the upper triangular matrix U as the product of a diagonal matrix D diagonal with the principal entries of U on the diagonal, so that the matrix R, which can be written as the inverse of D by U, has all entries equal to 1 along the main diagonal. So here we can write M, D, and R. D diagonal, M lower, upper, and both the first and the last matrix have entries equal to 1 along the main diagonal. Now let us transpose and conjugate all from this. We have A Hermitian, R Hermitian, B Hermitian, M Hermitian. But A is Hermitian. So now we are in presence of two LU factorization of the same matrix. M is an L-type matrix with regard to the LU factorization, and R Hermitian is again an L-type matrix according to the LU factorization. But the LU under our assumptions is unique. This means that we are in front of to the same LU factorization. This means that M is equal to R transpose and conjugate. So here I hope it's the same thing. R is equal to the Hermitian of M. Here I could have. Now the idea you can imagine, which is the idea underlying this scheme of proof, I'm searching for a sort of symmetric factorization. So I want to split again in some way this expression in order to see a matrix L on the left and its conjugate, transposed conjugate on the right. To do this, I need to prove that D diagonal is also real and positive. D has been defined and introduced as a diagonal matrix. It is also real and strictly positive. Why? It is real because A is a Hermitian. If I write again the Hermitian of A, I find M VH the property of being a Hermitian, so this is equal to M D M H. I can simplify here because the matrix M is invertible. M and its Hermitian are invertible. I multiply by their inverses. So I see that D is equal to its transpose and conjugate. This means that D is real. But it is also positive. I have not yet used the positive definiteness of A. Now I use it to see that D is necessarily positive. Because D is positive definite, and if I speak of positive definiteness for a diagonal matrix, this simply means that D is made of positive number. The quadratic form I have A equal to MD and H, so D is equal, and we use the inverses of M and M Hermitian. The inverse of Hermitian can be written this way because in the two operators, the inversion and the conjugate transposition commute.
So H D is the inverse of M A, the inverse of this, and finally at the end X. And you see clearly here the value of the quadratic form related to A with argument y, which is different from the zero vector because x is different from the zero vector, and so y strictly positive. The conclusion: if D is positive, definite positive, positive definite, sorry. The entry, its entry are strictly positive. We consider the matrix F diagonal again. Formed by the square roots of the diagonal entries of D. So this matrix F is again real positive diagonal, and F is such that the square of F makes D. It's made up of the square roots of the entries of D. So the matrix A, which was equal to MD and Hermitian, can be written as D can be seen as the product, the square of F, the two factors equal to F. The first is put together, the first M, the second with the last M Hermitian. Who is L? The L of the LH factorization. L is this. It is H. All the choices were obliged. All the choices that we have made during this proof were obliged in the sense that they were consequence of necessary conditions. So L is U. We stop here for a short break. Domande? Vabbè, abbiamo visto le prime due fattorizzazioni, ora diciamo qualcosa sulla terza e poi stabiliremo, we will establish the right connection between these factorizations and the direct method they are related to. Okay.